Now we turn to the Bible to find there the story of the birth of Christ in Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. So listen with me for the word of God. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own hometowns to be registered. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Now when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Well, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and they had seen, as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord. Merry Christmas indeed.
It's Christmas Eve, just the way she likes it. At home, alone, no phone calls or texts from work. Even her computer was turned off. No one to bother her. Just her and the birds flying outside her big picture window. You see, she loves birds. People she can do without, but birds, they make her happy. So she pulled out one of her birding books. Relaxing, she looked out her window at all the bird feeders that she had put out in her backyard. She imagined that those birds were thankful for all that she had done for them.
"Because of me, birds here will never be hungry or thirsty, and because of me, they'll always have a bath to clean themselves in, even on a cold night like tonight. I've given them everything they could possibly want."
So she sat contentedly reading about birds and watching the birds fly in the silent December night. Her mother had asked if she was going to church, just one block away.
"Church? I don't care if it's only a block away. Why bother? I don't get Christmas. God giving us baby Jesus? What's the big deal? I mean, how does it affect me? No, Mom, I'm not going to church, even if you are. Ha, Merry Christmas indeed.
So there she was, enjoying her book, enjoying the quiet, when suddenly there was a loud thwack.
Oh no, what was that? It's coming from the picture window. I hope not. Oh no.
She ran outside without a coat, fearing the worst. Sure enough, a bird had flown straight into that big picture window. There, in the thorny bayberry bush, was a beautiful red cardinal, stunned by the collision.
Here, let me help you.
But the frightened bird just flapped its wings in response.
Hold still. I know you've had a fright, but you can trust me.
That cardinal obviously wasn't convinced, because he flapped his wings even more. But instead of flying, he just fell down into the bushes.
Stop! Let me free you from this thorny mess. Oh, I wish I was a bird so that you could understand, and so that I could understand what you're going through right now.
As she leaned closer toward the bird, the cold seeped through her clothes, chilling her to the bone.
Don't move. Stay still. I've got you.
But the bird still didn't understand that she was trying to help. Instead, the bird let himself fall deeper, deeper into the thorny bush. She could no longer see the bird, only hear the flapping of his wings on that cold, silent night.
If only you'd understand. If I was a bird, maybe then you'd understand.
But the bird didn't listen, didn't understand. And so, feeling defeated, she pulled herself away from the bush, shivering in that cold, dark night.
Oh, Merry Christmas indeed. Oh.
And then she looked at the scratches on her hands and felt the icy wind on her face.
What can I do to help you? What can I do to make you listen? To you, I'll always be unknown, distant, feared. If only I could become a bird, if only I could be one of you, then maybe, maybe you'd understand.
And with those words, the church bells down the street started to ring, announcing the birth of Jesus Christ. And so, standing alone on that cold Christmas Eve, she finally understood, finally grasped the true meaning of Christmas.
God was born for us. God is with us. So we understand. I get it. I get it.
And just then, the cardinal came out of the bush and flew away into the silent December night.
Oh, I get it. Oh, Merry Christmas indeed.